My guest on Book Notes this month is Barbara Klein-Pope, who is the newly appointed director of America's oldest university press. This is Johns Hopkins University Press. Congratulations and welcome.
Thank you. I'm so pleased to be here.
So I'm so interested to know, with your background of 20 years at the National Academies Press, working in sciences and engineering and medicine, what made you feel that this press would be a good fit for you?
Well, scholarly publishing is scholarly publishing. You know, we really strive to connect authors with readers. And while the content is important, and I do love science, it's been great fun for me to learn more about the humanities and the qualitative social sciences. And so I really felt that I could bring my experience to this press, in particular in the digital aspects of publishing. And maybe we'll start to publish a little more science, but I also felt that the topic areas, not necessarily interchangeable, but would be interesting for me to learn.
So a search committee will inevitably have the question about, where do you see the future going? What are your plans for the future? So while those are still fresh in your mind, what are those?
Well, I don't have any specific plans for the future, but given my experience in digital publishing and in making as much content freely available to the public as possible without losing money, I anticipate that we will be sampling more free content in order to drive discovery of our work. And discovery is really the coin of the realm in all of publishing, and in particularly scholarly publishing. You have certain audiences you want to reach. Many of them are on the web. And if you can bring the search results of your scholars' work to the top of the heap, that's a good thing for everyone, for the author, for the publisher, and for the person who can benefit from that scholarship.
It's interesting for me browsing through the latest catalog and just seeing your stamp already on it. And with some of the new projects that are coming up, what are some of the exciting ones for you that really pinpoint the ideas that you have to bring going forward?
Well, the projects that I'm looking at right now that aren't in the catalog, but that are coming up after that, that really interest me are in the areas of the history of science and the history of technology, because that blends the sciences with humanities and with the social sciences. And we have a book coming up by Audra Wolf, which is all about science and politics. And scientists often say that they are completely evidence-based, completely apolitical, but that's not typically the case. And so this is a really interesting book about that and how science has been used in the past for diplomacy. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then we have another book coming out, probably that same season, which will be on how the public perceives technology through popular culture. And so this is all about James Bond's gadgets and how that has influenced the public perception of technology over the years, over the decades. It's a history book and also brings you right up to date. So those are the two that, right off the top of my head, excite me a lot.
Johns Hopkins University Press was founded in 1878, America's oldest university press, entering a new era with their new director, Barbara Klein-Pope. Such a pleasure to welcome you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
More information is at press.jhu.edu.